8 minutes up on the clock here at the old Tiger Den. 36-26, Penn with the lead, and they have the ball. That's what made that last shot by Bonner such a big shot. Now they have a chance for 2-for-1, leading by 10. Burton one-on-one against Jackson Gould. Now to Smith. Finds a cutting Gatete. Stumbled in the lane, leaned in, he traveled. The Warsaw students, during that timeout, like they had a meeting, and they said, we're going to be loud the rest of this game. And they are into it now. Carson Gould at the line, across against Smith. Now Carson into the center circle, spins down the left side, throws it off to Trey Davis. Warsaw is trying to spread the floor out against Penn. Be fascinated to see how this works out. Near side, Brant Mark, right out here in front of us. Now he picks up his dribble against Trey Miller, now to Jackson Gould against Burton. Gould starts in left, kicks it out, Carson Gould. He'll run to the foul line, back to Jackson on the left, takes it to the basket, falls, fires, and scores. Gould with six, and it's 36-28. Warsaw within eight, and 7:05 to play.
Not a whole lot of room to go baseline there. Marcus Burton doing an excellent job of defending him. Jackson just makes it happen.
Out top to Miller, right side to Smith. Right back to Miller, down on the block. He threw it across the lane. Jackson Gould got a piece of it. Burton caught it and drives in and scores.
Marcus Burton.
This is not a comment about Jackson. But when you get a tip like that, you got to get that ball, right? He did everything he could and just couldn't. Carson makes his man miss, and he shoots a foul line jumper and scores. Right out of his big brother's book. 38-30. Marcus Burton down the lane, and a whistle, and they should be calling. Oh, they call it blocking foul. Holy cow. The two officials looked at each other, and Dale Gergel was going to call a charge. And his partner said, no, no, that is a blocking foul.
Yeah, Dale Gergel would have had that right because Jackson was there a long time.
Wet spot where Jackson went down. Jackson with his second. Warsaw's been called for five fouls this half. Penn won. Al Rhodes wants free throws out of it.
Well,
a lot of times we see that called a shooting foul, even though he was still spinning.
Marcus Burton comes over to talk to the official while Coach Moore's talking to him. Then Coach Moore and Marcus kind of exchange words a little bit. You might not have two more competitive people in this gym than Coach Moore and Marcus Burton.
No. And that's not a terrible thing.
That's a good thing. Great thing.
Burton bounces out to Miller. Right side to Bonner. Bonner finds Burton at the foul line. Fakes, didn't shoot it. Miller down to the baseline. Hands to Smith, now to Burton for a 25-footer, and it's good. He's at his average of 27. 41-30 Penn, 6 minutes to play. Martin, right sideline. Drives to the foul line. Goes behind his back. Stumbles. Spins in the lane. Fakes. Shoots over Miller and scores. Martin with eight. 41-32. Tigers back within nine. Burton the other way. Stop and go move. Spins. Drives in. Jaeger got a piece of that one. And the ball's loose under the basket. Burton comes out of there with it. He'll throw it back out to Smith. Smith down the lane. Shoots it high in the air and scores. Again, you get the ball on the floor against this team, you got to get it. You cannot give them second chances.
And that's what makes Joe Smith so good. From fast pace to that right there.
Jaeger throws it way over the head of Martin, who was open in the lane. And Penn's got the ball back, leading by 11 with 5:20 left to play. Burton stands near the center circle. Gould gives him, Gould's screaming for help. Burton shoots a wild three-pointer from way out there, no good. Jaeger's got the rebound. Ahead to Martin. Up the near sidelines, he bounces to Gould. Jackson drives in, a whistle, and that's a blocking foul against Marcus Burton, and that will be his third. And in classic Al Root style, Al throws his hands out to the side, palms up. We've been watching that here since the early 1980s.
Well, and it's interesting, before the game, you might have heard us talk about the coaching staff trying to find out where exactly the coaching box was. I think Coach Rhodes is pushing the limits currently of that coaching box.
Box schmocks, says Coach. Dale Gergel doing a little house cleaning down near that baseline to our right. 5:06 to play.
Oh, to be a fly. between Marcus Burton and Jackson Gould. Those two guys were both AAU teammates 2 years ago, and that's why Carson, he was talking to Carson a little bit. They spent the summer together. Just two really good basketball players that were so much fun to watch. I got the chance to watch them numerous times. They were so much fun.
Carson Gould on the inbounds. Bounces into the corner for Trey Davis. Davis hands back to Carson. Carson out to the wing. Now top for Jackson Gould. We're down to 5 minutes left to play in the fourth. Warsaw trails Penn 43-32. Carson Gould in the lane. Double team. Needs to get it out of there, and a foul is going to be called. Burton or Smith? I think they're looking at Smith, and it is against Joe, and that's his second. It's still only four team fouls against the Kingsmen this half. And Al Roach would like timeout.
Timeout call up by Penn.
And Dale Gugger's going to put his arm around Coach Rhodes and walk him back to the to his bench. Is it a full or a 30? It's a full because that's all Penn has left. 4:50 to play in the game. Penn 43, Warsaw 32. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Roger Grossman and Jared Shaw back here at the old Tiger Den, Lakeview Middle School Gymnasium. Saw some of the greatest high school basketball games in Northern Indiana history. We were all hoping that maybe tonight we could add one to that list. It is far from over with 4:50 to go and Warsaw trailing only by 11. But the next 2 minutes are really critical. Warsaw's got to get within 4 or 5 to have a chance.
And regardless of how this ends up, boy, they're setting up a main stage for what could happen in the sectional if these two teams played. It would be a lot of fun to watch these guys battle one more time.
Well, let's hope Gould's arm's still attached to his shoulder by the time we get to there. Carson Gould to throw it in, lobs it out to Martin. He's bumped into by Bonner, bumped into again. Not a Bricker in the corner. The ball is knocked out of bounds, and Penn hit it last. Warsaw maintains possession.
I tell you what, Joey Garwood has done such a good job on Luke Bricker. He will not allow him any type of freedom to get open to shoot the basketball.
Jackson Gould in the backcourt walks it up against Smith. Now to the far side to Bricker. Bricker takes one dribble and bounces it out, and the ball is knocked away. Carson Gould gets back to it, then gets knocked over. The official was good. He raised his fist to call a foul, and he didn't call a foul. Are you kidding? They're going to call a timeout. They call timeout. Warsaw is going to get a timeout. It's a full timeout. Let's keep it here. What we just saw was the official on the far side saw Marcus Burton dive into the back of his legs, and he raised his fist to call a foul, and then he waved his arms like this, like, no, I'm sorry. What is that?
Yeah,
that's not in my officiating book.
The reason that he waved it off is because he saw the number 3 on the jersey and knew that was going to be the fourth foul on Penn's best player. But the thing about that is Warsaw did everything they needed to do to earn that foul. Carson Gould out-hustles him to the basketball. Burton dives in the back of his legs and then doesn't get called for a foul. And that's something where if you outwork somebody to the basketball, you've earned that foul call regardless of who's the one, you know, that you're going to have to call it on.
So it's Warsaw ball at midcourt. Still 4:30 to play. Still 43-32 Penn. Penn's only been held under 60 points twice. They lost one of those games.
Well, I think when you look at this game after it's all said and done, Warsaw's defense has been absolutely excellent. And not only that, they're rebounding. They've went up and they've battled for rebounds. I don't remember a whole lot of, Katete, grabbing an offensive rebound and finishing, or Durda.
Their defense, let's just say it this way, their defense has come a long way since Thanksgiving.
Yes, it has. And that happens with physicality. That happens with knowledge of how you're supposed to be moving and helping. But it also happens with becoming smarter about the game plan. They've done an excellent job of sticking to the game plan. Everybody is a man and together.
Warsaw plays it in. Carson Gould is about to be trapped. He's still deep in the backcourt. Now Bricker comes to help. Up the sideline, Trey Davis. He is trapped. The cost of Carson Gould. Open for three. Nope, literally long. Rebound, and we're going to have a foul called against the Kingsmen. Smith with his third.
11,
that'll be 15 fouls each way, I think. out of bounds to Warsaw.
The reason I love that play is Trey Davis threw that pass from about 23 feet, and instead of standing and watching, he takes off, forces Smith to foul him because he was attacking and going to get that offensive rebound.
Carson Gould, baseline right, gets it into Brant Martin. They come to trap him. Oh, Smith made heavy contact there. He almost got another foul. Jackson Gould in the lane, across to Trey Davis, out to Bricker. Bricker up the sideline to Davis, across to Martin. Martin is trapped. He splits it, drives in, throws it out. Carson Gould slips it back into Martin at the elbow. He'll drive to the basket. He'll spin in the lane. Got tied up. Shoots it anyway. And scores! Brant Martin's got 10. Eight or six of those since halftime. It's 43-34, 3:45 to go. Smith, not a Burton on the left. Backs away from Jackson Gould. Looks like Penn may be spreading things out a little bit. Now Garwood, trapped along the timeline. Got it to Smith, back out to Garwood, 3:30 left. Warsaw had 5 team fouls. Smith against Bricker on the far sideline. Garwood up the baseline. Martin got a hand on the pass across the end line and knocked it out of bounds.
Oh, Warsaw changes it up there and goes with a half-court trap set up. And they got Penn sped up, and then once Garwood got the ball, he settled his team down, and they almost had a backside layup right there if it wasn't for Brant Martin.
And the inbounds to Bonner, left corner, out to Burton. The Warsaw students giving him a hard time. He's got 27 of their 43. Smith to Garwood. Underneath the basket, Getete. He drives in and scores. His second field goal, he's got 6. 45-34, 3 minutes left to play. Carson Gould to Bricker and across the line, far side to Martin. Down to the corner, Jackson Gould, ball going out of bounds. Jackson couldn't save it. Martin tried to throw an over-the-top pass with a defender with his arms over his head right in front of him.
Well, what Warsaw's doing when there's pressure coming, they're trying to go over the top of their defender and move it above their head as opposed to ripping it through, which is below your waist, ripping it through where the defense is either going to foul you or you're going to be able to get that pass away. But Warsaw's getting into a real bad habit of showing the ball in front of the defender's face.
Getete against Warsaw's 1-3-1 half-court trap. In the corner, Burton back out to Getete. Not to Smith. Smith is trapped. He had his pass deflected at midcourt. Oh, and then Martin ran into the back of Getete at midcourt. Brant with his second foul. 6 team fouls against Warsaw. We'll be out of bounds to Penn at midcourt with 2:35 left. Stay tuned after the game, final scoring, final stats, an interview with Matt Moore, all ahead.
Another half second, Brant steals that basketball. He was just a little bit short of taking that and going and shooting a layup.
Smith across the line, pressured by Carson Gould. Now to Burton with 2:23 left. Here comes Sullivan, who just checked into the game to start trapping. Getete left wing, back out to Burton. He'll drive in from the left. He'll get to the basket. He missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Jaeger, and there's going to be a foul called. Let's see who the foul is on. Let's make sure. We don't want to assume anything. And they call the foul on Getete. That's his third.
Well, and that right there, we had a good angle at Marcus Burton's drive where he changed directions 4 times in about a foot width to get to the basket. The thing is, there's only been 2 times where he's been able to do that, and I don't think he's been successful either one of those times. This has been a perimeter shooting game for Marcus Burton, which you rarely see.
He's got 4 three-pointers. He came into the game with 16 through 9. Now lob against full court pressure. Carson Gould up the sidelines to Jaeger. Now to Jackson Gould across to Bricker. His three is blocked by Bonner, and it's grabbed by Burton. Burton takes off 2-on-3 and then hits the brakes and let everybody fly on by. Under 2 minutes left to go in the fourth. Penn 45, Warsaw 34. And it doesn't look like there will be any miracle here in the Tiger Den tonight. Getete to Bonner outside the elbow, back to Smith. One hands it across to Burton. However, the Kingsmen got all they wanted for 32 minutes here from this Warsaw Tiger team. Up the baseline, Getete inside to Bonner. He splits a double team and scores. Bonner with 4, and Penn leads by 13.
That's good ball movement, and it ends up in Bonner's hands. I really like the way Bonner plays.
Bricker trapped in the backcourt, throws an underhand pass to Carson Gould. Up the sidelines to Martin. Martin threw a double team. He lost the handle on the ball, and it's taken away by Burton. Burton runs in on Carson Gould. Off-balance shot, rims off. Rebound grabbed by Jaeger for the Tigers. Then Jaeger throws the ball up court, and I don't know if he got hit from behind or what happened, But that pass was about 20 feet short of the target, and Penn takes it back. Smith, near side, Gatete. They tried to foul him. Burton up the baseline all the way in. He scores, but there's a whistle and a foul called, and Luke Bricker was confused. I think he was trying to foul and was unsuccessful. Did I see that right?
Yeah, and the reason that that wasn't called is because Coach Rhodes and Dale Gergel are talking over here. They miss it right there that was in front of them, and then that forces the ball to go down to Marcus Burton, who then gets fouled, and you would probably prefer to foul him out here.
Burton to shoot a pair, 84% free throw shooter, but in this game, 1-for-2. And the free throw is in the air and good.
Well, Coach Moore is explaining how we tried to foul out here and you were too busy talking to Coach Rhodes, and, you know, we could have had an opportunity to foul a guy that we wanted there.
One more coming up for the 6-1 senior head to the University of Notre Dame, and it rolls in. 29 for Burton, 3 out of 4 at the line. 10 points here in the second half. 48 seconds left. Cross the line, Luke Bricker, left side for Trey Davis. Back to Bricker, 40 seconds. Skip pass across Carson Gould. Inside to Jackson, made a great left-handed catch. Fakes, throws it back to Bricker. A head fake and a drive, or a shot for three, no good. Trey Davis the rebound. He flipped it off to Martin, who's wide open for two, and Warsaw will take timeout. 26 seconds left to play in the game. Penn 49, Warsaw 36. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Busy week this week for basketball. Girls are at Mishawaka tomorrow night. That's a 7:10 airtime on News Now Warsaw from the Cave. Friday, the boys are at Goshen. Are you with me Friday?
Friday I am, yes.
Excellent. Friday at the Land of Goshen. Still trying to talk the people up there into naming that gym. I have all kinds of ideas. Now that they've switched to Red Hawks, needs to be the Hawk's Nest or the Aviary, or I got a ton of things. But I'm not as close with Jim Pickard as I was with Larry. And so Bonner is fouled by Martin. Although they let a couple extra seconds go off the clock before they blew the whistle. That'll be 18 fouls against the Tigers. And it'll be Bonner up there to shoot. Bonner is one of the guys that when he's in the game, that's the guy you got to foul. 8 for 19 on the season. And now Al Rhodes will empty his bench. With 25 seconds to go, and his team up by 13 and possibly more. Durda didn't hardly play at all tonight. He played at the beginning of each half. That's about it.
Well, when you've got a guy like Bonner on the bench, anytime that you see things going south, especially in the rebounding category, you want to get Bonner in as quickly as possible. He's been that good for this Penn team so far this year.
Bonner shoots it in the air, way long, no good. Rebound tipped out and grabbed by Bricker for the Tigers. Carson Gould up to Jackson Gould. Jackson drives to the free throw line, lost the handle on the ball, and grabs his arm. Bricker drives right, got around his man, and he's fouled. And Durda can't believe there's a foul there on him. Bricker's going to the line to shoot two.
Yeah, the official was even laughing, like, how are you complaining about that? You ran over the top of him and then made contact with his head. That's an automatic foul.
Semis running over compact cars.
Yes.
Bricker shoots two. First one's good.
And I'll tell you what, if Luke Bricker, so far tonight, he hasn't made as many shots, but he's really factored into the rebounding aspect of things and defensively for this Tiger team.
Jackson Gould is out. He almost falls into the arms of Matt Moore here on the sidelines, the tears streaming down his face as Bricker puts that one up and in. He's got 7 points. Bonner in the front court fouled by Martin earlier in the game. Jackson tried to block his shot. His shoulder gave way. He's played a large share of the second half. And we have to wonder if he'll be available for Friday or any time thereafter. If maybe this was a going-away present for him. Free throw by Bonner is up and good.
Well, and you could have fooled anybody in the gym because he played just as hard in the second half as what we've seen and what we've grown to love for him over the last 3 years. So hopefully there's better news, but, it does look that way.
Second one by Bonner, no good. Rebound to the Kingsmen, and we'll have a whistle and a held ball.
Possession to the Tigers.
Arrow belongs to Warsaw with 5 seconds left to play. Well, this has been a lot of fun. The outcome wasn't, but the evening was. And Penn will go to 9-1 as Trey Davis accepts the inbounds pass, drives in, and scores. Davis finishes with 7, and the final score, Penn 50, Warsaw 40. Post-game coverage begins after this timeout on News Now Warsaw. 50-40, Penn with a victory here tonight, their 9th in 10 games this season, although it was a season low in points scored for the Kingsmen. They were led by Marcus Burton, the Mr. Basketball candidate, who had 29 points, 19 of those in the first half. Joseph Garwin had 2, Joe Smith had 6, Dominic Bonner 5, Joshua Gatete 6, and Dylan Durda with 2. For Warsaw, Trey Davis 7, Jackson Gould 6, Carson Gould 5, Luke Bricker 7, Luke Yeager 3, and the leader was Brant Martin, who scored 8 of his 12 points in the second half. Penn led it 18-10 after 1. They led 25-19 at halftime. 36-26, Penn led after 3, and both teams scored 14 points in the fourth, and the final score was Penn 50 and Warsaw 40. We were never tied. We had no lead changes. Penn got the lead early, and they went on to the victory. Warsaw lost the JV game as well, 49-37 to Penn. They're now 5-4 on the season. Robbie Finlinson with 11, and Elijah Wright finished with 10. Again, the final score, Penn 50, Warsaw 40. Final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen and Company are next on News Now Warsaw. Penn 50, Warsaw 40 here at the Old Tiger Den. Time for the final stats brought to you by Aldifer Bergen and Company. Let them be the head coach of your financial planning team. Aldifer Bergen and Company, 122 West Market Street, Warsaw, and online at aldiferbergen.com. Securities offered by LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Jared, go ahead.
For Penn, they finished 19 of 41 from the field for 46%. That included 4 of 14 from behind the three-point line, 8 of 11 at the free throw line. Penn had 22 total rebounds and 7 turnovers. For Warsaw, they finished 16 of 36 from the field for 44%. That includes 2 of 11 from behind the three-point line, 6 of 11 at the free throw line. Warsaw had 25 total rebounds and 11 turnovers. Points off turnovers, both Penn and Warsaw had 7. Second chance points, Penn had 4, Warsaw had 8. Penn played to a 1.02 points per possession, while Warsaw played to a 0.87. And Penn had 5 points off the bench, Warsaw had 3.
We'll give Coach Moore a chance to get his headset on, and we'll ask him about this 10-point loss here tonight at the Old Tiger Den. Tell you what, your kids are tough, man. I am so impressed because they took Penn's best punch in the first 5 minutes of the game, and they were still around at the end.
Yeah, old school tough, man. It starts with 2, right? It starts with 2. I told our JV guys, I told our freshmen, I told everybody in there, man, like if you don't elevate your standard now based on what you're seeing him do, then you don't need to be in our program anymore. Like that is now, that's the standard, right? Jackson's the standard. His toughness, his effort, what he's willing to do, what he's willing to sacrifice, what he's giving up for other people, like that's the standard. And if you can't meet that, then we're going to find somebody else. But just extremely proud of my group, man. Like, again, not many people coming to this game tonight are going to say, hey, you're going to hold them to 50, right? And, oh, by the way, Burton's going to get his average. But that was what we wanted to do coming in, and that's what we wanted. We said he's going to get 30. We're going to hold him to 50. And we're going to take everybody else away. And for the most part, we did that. We just got to find some offense on the other side.
You held them to 4 second chance points. I didn't think that was possible.
Yeah.
They did a great job on the boards.
But, again, I think, you know, for our group, it's so young, right? I mean, maybe 2.5 guys that have played in these big moments.